From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Taylor Gant. U.S. Senator and Democratic presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand will be in Georgia today to denounce the state's heartbeat abortion bill. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
The Democrat from New York will meet with women and health experts at the state capitol and discuss the state of abortion legislation across the country. In a press release, Gillibrand's campaign called the LIFE Act a, quote, inhumane and unconstitutional assault on reproductive rights. Democratic men from the state House and Senate will hold a separate press conference opposing the measure. It takes effect January 1st, but is expected to face legal challenges. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
People across the state should expect above-average temperatures and wetter-than-normal conditions this summer. But as GPB's Sophia Salaby reports, that's not the case right now.
The U.S. Drought Monitor is reporting some areas south and east of Atlanta are abnormally dry. That pattern is expected to continue over the next few weeks with hotter temperatures, and that could be a problem for farmers. Pam Knox is the director of the University of Georgia Weather Network. She says it might be difficult for new crops to grow.
That may force some farmers to switch to a different kind of crop that has a shorter growing season or something like that.
Knox also says she's expecting a less active hurricane season because of the presence of El Nino. For GPB News, I'm Sophia Salaby in Atlanta.
Macon Bibb County held a town hall this week to let citizens discuss a measure that could let Macon be the next Georgia community to handle possession of small amounts of marijuana with a fine instead of a criminal charge. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
The measure would allow people to possess up to an ounce of marijuana, or about 40 joints, and pay just a $75 fine. At present, the charge could result in a misdemeanor conviction, something that can complicate getting a job or finding housing. There was little opposition to the idea during an hour of public comment, and Macon Bibb County Sheriff David Davis says he supports the change.
I am for anything that can help someone lessen the load that they got to carry for the rest of their life on a minor offense such as this marijuana.
Missing from the meeting were the county commission members who have already signaled their opposition to the effort. That suggests the vote on the new marijuana fine could be tight next Tuesday evening. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship in Macon.